We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, this is the Chris Kleiman Show. The Chris Kleiman Show is presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. Also brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. Kansas Oil and Natural Gas Producers. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Learn more at KansasStrong.com. Now live from Power Cat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. We welcome you live to another edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. We are at Power Cat Sports Grill at 3011 Anderson Avenue here in the Little Apple. We'll be here talking Kansas State football over the next hour, and you can join us. Our telephone number, toll-free, 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. It seems like forever since the Cats have played a football game, but that will change on Saturday as TCU comes calling for Harley Day. We'll hit the air on the network at 11:30. We'll kick at 1:35. You can see the game on FSN. We do have one change, and I think our live audience understands this now, but for those of you listening around the state and wherever you might be, our change is a good one. Our coach, Chris Kleiman, is with his daughter tonight watching senior volleyball night at Manhattan High. And we've got a terrific fill-in. This gentleman from my live audience to my left is our offensive coordinator. He is our tight ends and fullbacks coach. Give a warm Wildcat welcome to Courtney Messingham, if you would, please.
Thank you very much. Great crowd here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I appreciate you filling in. You've been around the game a long time. I'm going to guess you've done this before.
It's not my first radio show, so I feel very comfortable.
Very good. Well, welcome. How was the week off for you and the team from your perspective?
You know, I felt like we got a lot accomplished. Probably not really the timing that I would have liked from the week off. Two weeks off in such a short span of time. Not really something that you would like, but I think it gave us an opportunity to get back to worrying about ourselves and trying to get just fundamentally better at who we are and what we're trying to do.
That's a very interesting point that I think we will talk about some here tonight. Coach Kleiman talked about that a lot at his press conference on Tuesday. It gives you the opportunity when you have a week off like that to do something. He mentioned to me as an example, maybe having a couple of good-on-good 25-play scrimmages. And 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now, you can't do that. You're playing 7 straight games against some of the best competition in the Big 12.
Yeah, you know, it gives you the opportunity to really get where you got, as an example, we got a very, very good front defensively. It gives our offensive line an opportunity to go one-on-one against those guys in a scrimmage-type setting, but still we're being smart. You know, you can't have a tailback get nicked up, or you can't have a wide receiver get hurt from getting tackled and just totally scrimmaging out of control. But the more you can put your D-tackle tackles, your DNs against your offensive line, against your tight ends, the more you can have the running backs have to protect in blitz situations against legitimate linebackers that are playing fast and full speed, it gets you that much better. The good part is we were able to do that. The bad part is we don't have that bye week maybe 4 weeks from now when you'd say, hey, you need that bye week because of just the health of your team. So it's a give and take when it happens.
And we'll go to the phones here in just a moment. Marcus from Hutchinson is standing by and will be our first caller of the night. Coach also talked about, and I'll have you briefly comment on this, and maybe we can talk about it later too. It's a very interesting time because you're in a situation where you're trying to weigh probably what as many as 8 or 9 freshmen. When's a good time to play them? Do you burn the red shirt? Do you not? That's got to be a daily thing, does it not? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, you know, early on, obviously, there was a couple young men we played right away and felt very comfortable with how they've played. So we've said, no need to worry. We're going to play them. And then there's probably 6 guys that you have to now start looking at the total number of games they've played. You know, once they play 4, they can't play that 5th unless they're going to go and play full the rest of the year. Some of them have only played 2 or 3, and we got 7 straight. So some of them may end up playing 4 weeks from now, use 2 more and still be able to redshirt. That's something that's brand new in college football, just started last year. So you're trying to balance how many reps do they get, how much do we need to make sure they understand who we are, because they need to play on a special team. They need to go in and maybe run a post, or they need to go in and do something that they specifically bring to the table. And that's brand new. Like I said, just this last year was the first year you were able to use guys for 4 games and then redshirt them.
I know it's early, but do you like what this rule is so far and the benefits of not only what it is for K-State football, but for these young athletes too?
For the young players, I really, really like it. I think it's a great situation. A true freshman, a guy that maybe had to play for some reason as a true freshman, and now it's his second year,
yep.
And you say, hey, you know, you only played 100 snaps all year last year because of whatever the reason was, but that burned a year for you. Maybe you only played in 3 games, and that burned the year. And now you could come back as their second-year guy and say, hey, you can still play, you can help us, but 4 games in, we're going to shut you down, and you're able to have that red shirt. The other side of it is some guys are using it a little bit more with older players, and I'm not as big a fan with that. Yeah. I'm not as big a fan with a junior or a senior playing for 4 games and then saying, oh, it's not going quite the way we want it to. I don't know if I like this situation, so now I'm going to become a red-shirted guy. Once you become a junior and a senior, to me it should be used much more for if an injury happens than if it's just I've decided now I don't want to contribute anymore because I want a red shirt.
Okay, let's go to the phones. 1-866-577-8228 is our telephone number. That's 1-866-577-8228. As promised, our first caller tonight on the Interest Bank call-in line is Marcus in Hutchinson. Marcus, welcome. Thank you, sir, for holding. Go right ahead.
All right, thank you, Coach Messenham. First of all, welcome to K-State. My question for you is for your tight end, Nick Leonard. I know he came off a knee injury last year, and I was just curious from your perspective how he's done so far and what more things you want him to do on the field to develop his game to be more of a impact player for you guys on the offensive side. So anyway, I'll listen off the air, Coach, and best of luck on Saturday. I'm still behind you guys. I know you guys are going to get this losing streak snapped, so best of luck. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Marcus. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it. And, you know, Nick is playing night and day faster than he did in spring ball. You know, he came off the injury. Spring practice, he really was not full go. He was not able to play and scrimmage and get tackled and that type stuff. So his learning curve of everything we were trying to do was slower than the other guys. Now, since 2-a-days or fall camp started, Nick's been full go. Nick's been able to play live football. And I'm really happy with where he's at. I think he still can get better. I think he missed a lot of legitimate downs, a lot of game time downs. And as much as you think practice is a huge key, and it is, it's still now getting out there in the true fire. You know, and he's made a number of really, really nice catches, a few. And then he's also done a nice job blocking, but he still has to keep playing faster. He's got to finish a little bit better. You know, he's a big young man. You know, he's got great size from a blocking standpoint, but he also can run. And I gave him some grief over the break, the 2 week break here, about, hey, now you need to let it loose. Now you got to go play fast. You got to play at 255 or whatever he weighs pounds, but then still be extremely fast and make people have to cover you as a passing threat. He's done that a little bit. Caught one really nice ball down a seam where you said, oh, there's a big guy running down the field that can catch the football and play. But he's got to make more of those plays, and hopefully we will.
Marcus, we appreciate the call as always. Let's go to Dan in Topeka up next on the Intrust Bank call in line. Dan, again, thanks for holding. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, why?
How are you?
Coach, I'd like to thank you and your staff for continuing the tradition of Fort Riley. I got two grandsons in service. That really means a lot.
Appreciate that, Dan. Fort Riley Day's always been an important thing here. That's for darn sure.
You know, it's phenomenal. And Coach Kleiman and I both have a very, very close friend that's been in the service since he was 17, that actually is now retired after 30 plus years in it, but is a guy that we talk to all the time, and actually two guys, both of them actually went to high school with Coach Kleiman. They went in right out of one went to college but was in the ROTC and then went into the service and stayed in for his full time. The other one went right out of high school, and we're still close with those guys, know the time and effort they put in, because of the way our world has been, some of the fights that they've been in that are phenomenal, and the more we can continue to do to say thank you, that it's that much better for all of us.
What else for you, Dan?
That sounds good, Coach, and I think we're going to turn this around this weekend. Let's get a win.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Let's take one more before our first break. Brandon in Wamego on the Intrust Bank call-in line. Hello, Brandon. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. First off, I just want to say you and the coaches, Coach Kleiman, are doing a great job. With that being said, the rumors, I was wondering what were some of the deepest of players that you think are definitely starting to step up and show definitely leadership potential?
Little bit breaking up there, but I think just players that have been impactful for you so far, and what do you expect out of that down the road?
Well, I think on both sides of the ball, we've had a number of guys step up and just play hard and play physical. Obviously, from the offensive side of it, we've got to be more efficient. We got to be, you start out the year for the first three games really kind of playing extremely well on offense, and some of it's who you're playing against, and some of it is how well you execute. Mm-hmm. Now, as we went into Big 12 play, I think you really watched our defensive side of the ball really still play with that urgency and do a great job. Offensively, I felt like we were a little bit too tentative at times, not enough just come off and knock people off the ball. I still really feel great with James Gilbert as an example. I feel great with Skyler. I think Skyler is a tremendous leader. Unfortunately, we've had a couple things happen from the offensive skill standpoint. As an example, Malik, I think the sky's the limit for him. Now he's a redshirt freshman that I think can truly help us stretch the field and make big plays. But there's a number of guys that I feel very, very comfortable with who they are and how they're going about their business. You know, obviously on the defensive side, there's probably five or six of those guys, especially in our front seven, that every day I watch them and say, man, that guy's not only an athlete, that guy will strike you, and he understands how to play the game. And I'm talking more as far as physically and mentally how to play with great effort and great speed. And we got to do that same thing over on our side of the ball on offense.
Courtney Messingham, offensive coordinator at Kansas State, filling in for Chris Kleiman on the Chris Kleiman Radio Show tonight. We'll take a break. Bill in Wichita, if you would please hang through the break, we'd appreciate that, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
K-State football is back, and Powercat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, Powercat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? Powercat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. Powercat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
Kansas Corn reminds you that when you buy Kansas-made E15 fuels, you get more for your money. In fact, you get higher octane, and lower emissions for a lower price than regular unleaded. It's a win for your car, your wallet, and our Kansas economy. More stations across Kansas are offering Kansas-made E15 fuel. Find out where at fueledbykansas.com. A message from the Kansas Corn Commission.
Everyone knows Prairie Bend Casino and Resort gives you more ways to play, like more adrenaline-pumping action at our table games and slots, more delicious ways to indulge at the award-winning Three Fires Steakhouse, more ways to relax in our luxury hotel and soothing courtyard hot tubs, and more bragging rights to earn at Firekeeper Golf Course. Yes, Prairie Bend Casino gives you more ways to play and more reasons to stay. Prairie Bend Casino and
Resort. Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top-performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank. We're live at Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire nearest you. 1-866-577-8228 is our telephone number tonight. That's 1-866-577-8228. Getting you set for the Wildcats and the Horned Frogs on Saturday at 1:30 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Bill in Wichita held through the break, I think. We appreciate that. Bill, go right ahead, sir. You're on with Courtney Messingham.
Hello, Wyatt. Hello, Coach.
How are you, bud?
The fact that Mr. Delton is going to come back to Manhattan and bless us with his presence. And I was just wondering if that will give us an edge game on Saturday. And good luck.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate that. Gary Patterson is a Kansas guy. Do you know him at all, Courtney?
I've met him, but I would not say that I know him. No.
Yeah. Good no. Football coach, though. We all know that.
Extremely good football coach. Been around the block. He's done a tremendous job over the years, obviously bringing TCU into the Big 12. Has had a number of years where they were playing as high a quality of football as there is. The thing that I think everybody understands is in the Big 12, though, you better be ready each week. I think our kids are looking forward to the opportunity. I think our kids understand that TCU will come in and play as they always do, very, very well. But I think our kids really believe that if we'll take care of our own business, take care of the football, execute, we've got every reason in the world to believe that we should win this football game.
They're really known more times than not for their defense, and it's a little different looking defense than maybe fans will see from time to time. What makes it so uniquely different?
Well, a little bit twofold. One, they do what a lot of people are trying to do now, and that's put their corners on an island somewhat and say the corners are going to go lock down your outside receivers. And then they're going to try to make sure their safeties have the ability to be in the run game as quickly as possible. Now, you'd say, well, a lot of people try to do that. Yeah, a lot of people try to do that, but Gary's done a nice job over the years of really getting those safeties to be in the run, really being aggressive with his defensive play in general. And we got to do a good job matching that intensity and then take full advantage when we get one-on-one. And that's one of the things I think we've tried to do over the last 2 weeks is get better in a one-on-one situation where I'm matched up against you and I'm going to go win. And that's what our mindset has to be, is I'm going to win the one-on-one matchup. Now, most people think of that as only in the passing game. That's also a tailback one-on-one in space when one of their outside linebackers is going to try to make a play. That's also a tight end blocking a defensive end when he's one-on-one, winning that one-on-one battle. And I really believe that our players understand it comes down to executing and then playing fast and taking care of the football.
Once again, we do have open lines at the moment at 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. We do have a question from the live audience. You probably knew you were going to get this one, so I'll ask it. We'll get it out of the way. Malik Knowles What's his situation? Is it possible he could maybe go Saturday?
Well, you know, I would love to have him play, and I'd love to say that he's going to play. Unfortunately, right now, which is kind of the standard answer, and that's the way our situation is now, that the physicians and our trainers will end up making a decision. I would love them to make that decision tomorrow. That way I got a much better idea.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, though, it ends up being, how does he warm up? Is he in a position that he can warm up and play? You know, right now, I'd say that he definitely would be a game day deal. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I wouldn't at all be surprised if he wasn't able to play this week.
Tell me what it's been like coaching him. He seems like a really nice young kid. It's obvious, we saw a couple of weeks ago when Baylor came in here, that he has a lot of want to in that back pocket of his. He wanted to go Saturday. That Saturday, he just didn't have enough to go very long.
Well, yeah, unfortunately played about four plays and made everybody excited. I was fired up for him.
Yeah.
The thing that's really changed in Malik in the last 8 weeks is during fall camp and even early in the season, maybe the first week, two at the most, he still was feeling his way a little bit, was not yet a leader, was not yet a guy saying, okay, I want to go take the bull by the horns a little bit and be a leader of this group. Now you say he's a redshirt freshman. How much of a leader can he be? People that play with confidence, and he was playing with an extreme amount of confidence, are comfortable getting out of their comfort zone. And what I'm getting at is Malik, all of a sudden, when he started having some success, started holding other receivers accountable to play fast, play hard, make plays when they're in front of you. You know, we talk all the time in the Big 12, you want to be on ESPN, make great plays. For us, game day, you got to make great plays. Now, is that going to be the difference in the game? Actually, most of the time, explosives and turnovers are the keys to who's going to win the football game.
Yeah.
If you have more explosive plays and you have fewer turnovers, you're generally going to win.
Once again, our telephone number is 1-866-577-8228. We're back with more in just a moment. It's a local break now for our affiliates. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. It's the Chris Kleiman Show presented by Intrust Bank. We're live at Powercat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Coach Kleiman not with us tonight. He is attending his daughter's senior night in volleyball at Manhattan High School tonight. We can certainly forgive him for that, I think. Don't you agree?
Yes.
kind of have to be at some of those things. So Courtney Messingham has... Well, he's volunteered an hour to help us out, and I appreciate that very much. We remind you that the oil and natural gas production in Kansas is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. You kind of really are the best fill-in if he is going to miss. How long have you known him? You've known him forever, right?
Well,
almost
since fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
That's, yeah, quite a while.
He is, I think everybody that follows Kansas State football has been impressed with what he has done and what you guys have done so far. Disappointed with the last couple of losses, certainly, but it is not an easy thing to come in and do what you guys are doing, and you guys have had some success, and I think people see that this is going to be okay.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. And the biggest thing that I think we saw right when we got here is our players were not afraid to work. Our players understand hard work. And if you're going to be successful, there's no quick fix to things. You got to go grind each day and try to get better each day and try to get better with the fundamentals. You know, Coach and I, we've known each other for a long time. And we feel like, and I know he feels this way, that there's no way to get around around how to go about the business except, quote, pound the stone, keep grinding, keep getting after it, and make sure that you understand that if you think it's going to happen overnight without a lot of extra effort and a lot of extra hard work, it's not going to happen. You have to put the time in, and we're not afraid to do that, and our players aren't afraid to do that.
We're live tonight on Facebook, too, and a question there for you specifically, and basically wanting you to give us an update on Nick Austin, how he's doing, and also Jaron Lewis, two young quarterbacks in the system. How are they doing these days?
Really happy with Nick as far as his ability to understand the system and keep learning the system. Jaron, probably a little bit more just raw talent, but also Jaron has not been around a college setting nearly as long. Now, it was very, very good that Jaron was here this spring. His ability to just become acclimated to college. He hasn't had some of those issues that true freshmen have that as far as the first semester, heck, finding your first class, understanding that, no, you have to go to your tutor. No, you have to go to you have to go to that 8 a.m. class. But I just had 6 a.m. lifting, coach, and I got to go to 8 a.m. class? Yeah. Yes, you do. Jaron figured that out during the spring so that he's able to really concentrate more on football and not have some of the outside distractions. Nick, because he had been here already, understood those types of things. Nick's probably a little farther advanced when it comes to just understanding our system and what we're trying to do. You'd say, well, they were both been in the system the same amount of time. No, but Nick's been in college longer. Nick understands a little bit more about what it takes to prepare. But I'm very happy with both of them.
While we're talking about quarterbacks, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you about Skyler. I know when you're the quarterback of a Power 5 college football team, there's good and not so good at times. I think he handles it really well. What's impressed you about him as a player, as a person?
Well, as a person, he's as quality as it comes. He legitimately, genuinely cares about who you are. Mm-hmm. As an example, we got here, everybody was on break. He took the time to come to Manhattan to meet me. He took the time to make sure that I knew this was going to be important to him. Now you'd say, well, isn't it that way for everybody? No, I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks that have scholarships that are just aren't glad they have a scholarship but aren't worried about the people around them. And Skyler understands that we're going to win because we're a family. We're going to win because of what K-State is. He understands that K-State was built on people believing in each other, people being in it for each other. And that's what impresses me the most about him, is that he's a very mature individual when it comes to people skills and understanding that I have to be in it with these guys. And then the second part is how well he really tried to learn the system so that he could have input in the system. And we will be extremely good when we end up having 11 guys out there that understand the system well enough that they can come back to the sideline after a series and say, hey, why are we not running this play because this is how the D-end is playing? Why are we not calling this play because this is how the safety is playing? And not saying it in a tone or where it's second-guessing, but more putting it in a context of, coach, if we run this, this will work because I see this happening. And Skyler is much more advanced than say, the average guy, but it's because he's been in games. Now, some of our, if it's a wide receiver, if it's a tight end, if it's an O-line, their ability to communicate on the same level as Skyler, it's just not there yet. But we want to get there. The most successful teams I've been around are teams full of players that understand the why and understand why we're trying to run this, why we're trying to run that individual play.
I think all people want to be involved. It's about putting in the time and caring enough. And I think that's exactly what you're saying. I mean, the time that he put in with you guys when you first got here and through spring ball and through the summer, pretty extraordinary when you really honestly think about it. He's there all the time.
Well, most people don't understand that there are NCAA rules that say, hey, 20 hours a week yep. is all you can devote with coaches actually being involved. Well, 20 hours a week, you think that's a lot. Well, No, not for the average quarterback, it's not. Right. Not for the average college quarterback, it's not. And what I'm getting at isn't so much even during game week. It's during spring ball. It's during summer. It's during fall camp where he takes those other guys and says, hey, I got to be on the same page with you. So, you know, that's why I think he plays so well with Dalton Schoen is because those guys are on the same page. They've spent a lot of time together over the years. He's getting that rapport with Malik. Obviously, unfortunately, Malik hasn't been able to play the last few weeks, and that hurts him. I really felt he was getting that same relationship with a Jordan. You know, I thought Jordan Brown really brought some things to the table from a receiving standpoint as well as a carrying the ball, but much more from a receiving standpoint. Well, we got to get those guys back so that rapport can continue to be built.
We'll talk about Jordan and have more coming up in just a moment, but we need to get in a break here. Our telephone number toll-free is 1-866-577-8228, and we're back in just 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you think about oil and gas, you might think it's all about the big corporations. Here in Kansas, oil and gas businesses are often a family affair that spans generations and partners with Kansas farm and ranch families. They all work together as good stewards of the land. No wonder there hasn't been one drop of groundwater pollution from hydraulic fracturing in Kansas during the past 40 years. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
You know what's convenient? If you're a soybean grower, what's convenient is Zidua Pro Herbicide. That's because you get fast and complete burn down together with up to 2 weeks longer residual than other herbicides and three sites of action for broad-spectrum weed control, plus built-in resistance management. All in one convenient jug. And that turns out to be very inconvenient for pigweed, water hemp, and marestail. Contact your local BASF rep today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org. Being an MVP is about being the total package, both on and off the field. Kubota's MVP, the Standard L Series tractor. A full line of hard-working compact tractors packed with quality, performance, and rugged reliability. And all are available with performance-matched Land Pride implements to tackle any job. They're not just the best players, they're the most value-packed. Check out the Kubota and Land Pride winning lineup. Visit kstatekubotadealers.com for a participating dealer.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank. We're live at Powercat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Open lines now at 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. We remind you, powerful performance in the field from Kubota. Power-matched implements for any task from Land Pride. Visit kstatekubotadealers.com for the Kubota and Land Pride dealer near you. Wildcats getting set to take on the Horned Frogs of TCU Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We'll have coverage on the network starting with the pregame show at 11:30. We'll kick at about 1:35. You can see the game on FSN. If you have not heard, the homecoming game next weekend with Oklahoma will be an early start at 11 a.m. on ABC. Once again, 1-866-577-8228 is our telephone number. Kansas State's Courtney Messingham filling in for Chris Kleiman on the show tonight. He is our offensive coordinator, coaches the running back, or I should say the fullbacks and tight ends. And we were talking a moment ago, you mentioned Jordan Brown. It looks like he'll be a little bit a ways from being ready to go again, but just the impact that he and a guy like James Gilbert, a guy like Harry Trotter have meant to this team. I remember back when you guys first got here, everybody's going, what are we going to do at running back? And all those kids have done their part.
You know, they really have, and it's a tribute to them learning the system, because I don't believe we've had a bunch of protection issues. Meaning, I'm not saying we haven't had some sacks, but I worry more about having sacks because somebody doesn't understand the system.
Yep.
And we've done a nice job for the most part understanding the system. The thing that hurts not having Jordan is he's so dynamic as a receiver. His ability to line up in the backfield and motion out of the backfield and now become a receiver. You know, I know people don't remember every game or how it worked, but you know, early in the year there was a number of times where on third down we'd line up in what would look like a normal set and Jordan would motion out of the backfield. Now he becomes a receiver threat, and his ability to run wheel routes and catch balls where he's just going out there one-on-one against a linebacker created issues for people, so getting him back will help us. But I think I really think James and Harry have bought in and believe in who we are and what we're trying to get done. I think I need to do a little bit better job of getting James downhill a little bit more, but sometimes I feel like at times we're running a little bit too sideways with him. Need to get him more downhill and let him go be physical, because even though he's only a 190-pound back and not real large and height, he does do a nice job being physical and being a guy that finishes runs.
One thing that K-State football has been about, continues to be about, is being physical, running that football. That's a challenge weekly in this league. Tell us a little bit about trying to do that, too, against TCU. You look at their numbers, they're giving up less than 300 yards in total offense a game. That's pretty amazing, this kind of time in college football.
It really is. And, it's a little bit twofold, though, and from the standpoint of I think they understand, as I think we do, that it's all about having more points at the end of the game. It's about offensively moving the chains and running the clock a little bit and keeping the other team's offense off the field. And I think, obviously, Coach Patterson understands that. And I know that Coach Kleiman really believes in it doesn't matter what the stats are, how many yards you give up, doesn't matter how many yards you get. It matters how many points do you score and how do you take care of the football. And that's where we've got to get back to scoring points. And my biggest issue with the offense is you got to do a better job when you are in the red zone. You got to do a better job when you're plus 50 going in. And, you know, that's obviously been an emphasis for us this past week. Hopefully we see some returns on that. But we need to score touchdowns and not kick field goals in the red zone.
Before we go to break, we mentioned earlier in the show, you and Coach Kleiman have known each other a long time. You said fifth grade.
Yeah.
You played at UNI. I didn't know this until I read it. You were a quarterback/defensive back. Were you one more than the other or better at one over the other?
Yeah, I went there as a quarterback and actually was our third string quarterback as a true freshman. Had to travel all the time.
Okay.
Got redshirted still, but had to travel all the time. The two guys in front of me were only 2 years older. So then I moved over to and played DB for 2 years. The crazy part about it was there was this freshman that came in when I was a second-year freshman that beat me out, and that happened to be Coach Kleiman. So then I was a backup to a guy younger than me, and then that's probably not really what you're trying to have when you're trying to play college football. So to be honest with you, because I wanted to play and felt very comfortable with Northern Iowa, and it was a great place, but my main deal was playing special teams and then moved back to quarterback. And was fortunate enough to play around a bunch of really, really good players and a bunch of good people. And I think that's what we'll have here, and we do have here, is the people are what make this place so special, not just our program, but Manhattan in general.
Yeah. It's obvious it is a special place when you've spent a little bit of time here. It's obvious. And you know what? You had a little bit of an advantage, did you not? I mean, you knew a little bit about the Big 12, and you coached at Iowa State, so you had a feel for it.
Well, yes, but to be honest with you, I probably had more of a feel for what had been done in the last 25 to 30 years because of having seen K-State. You know, I'm not telling you I'm old, but I'm old enough to know what K-State wasn't what K-State is now.
Right.
And you see now the unbelievable support by the community and the things that were built here. Obviously, Coach Snyder did a phenomenal job. But there was also a bunch of people in this community that jumped on board.
Yeah.
And that's why this place is so special, because of the people.
We'll take a quick break here. We have open lines at 1-866-577-8228. Back in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night. Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank. We're live at Powercat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Coach is off tonight watching his daughter on senior night at Manhattan High Volleyball. So Courtney Messingham admirably filling in. Our telephone number, 1-866-577-8228. We were talking about your time at UNI and being a quarterback and a defensive back, and then we talked during the break, and I want to ask you on air about this. What were the advantages of being in that program and spending 2 years at one, 3 years at another, once you got into coaching? I would think that'd be immeasurable how to handle that.
From a coaching standpoint, it was phenomenal because I understood and learned defensively what we were trying to do, how we were trying to fit run plays, how we were trying to defend pass plays. And then when I moved back over to the offensive side and then coached, obviously, as an offensive guy, that understanding of what are they teaching their guys and being able to use a little bit of what they're teaching them against them, per se. The other thing that I think really becomes important as a young coach and even as an older coach is, shoot, forever, I went to all the DB clinics I could possibly go to. I went to listen to any guy that would speak, if it was a defensive coordinator, about what they were doing and why they were doing it. Because I felt like as an offensive guy, the more you can understand what they're teaching and why they're trying to do what they do, it helps you. And that's one of the things that we try to do in our program is teach the why, teach the understanding. Well, how come you want me to, you know, try to put my eyes through the outside number? Or how come you want me to take this step? Well, I want you to do that because they are going to react this way to it. And the more that we can understand that, the better it is, and the more our kids can play fast.
Let me ask you about, we'll go back in time here a few months, and what it was like for Coach Kleiman, yourself, and this staff. Not only, I think this is the hard part, but I may be wrong. That's why I'm asking, I guess. But you're getting to know so many young people so fast. And yet you want to get to know the defensive guys too, right? The kids that play defense.
Yeah.
What was that like? I'm sure you're loving it, and yet there's some frustration moments learning everybody too.
Well, it's not as easy as you would think, and part of it is because I obviously meet all the time with basically 10 guys, and I meet every single day with them and know them, and I feel like I got a good feeling of who they are. But even those 10 guys, it's funny because actually Blaze Gammon and I spoke tonight about – figuring out and learning how each guy learns. You know, which guy is somebody that you got to give them it on paper and they actually see it, or you got to watch it on film and they actually see it. And then there's other guys where you can just talk them through it, and in their brain they can understand and comprehend what you're talking about. And you're trying to do that with just those 10. Well, for me, I'm then also trying to learn all the offensive guys. Yet to truly have a tight-knit group and truly be family, I got to try to learn as much as I can about defensive players as well. You know, and that's one of the things that's things that I believe Coach Kleiman has done a phenomenal job with, and that's trying to really get our offensive guys to understand, even though he's a defensive-minded guy because that's what he played and that's what he coached as a coordinator and, sure. and as a position guy, he wants to know about you. He wants to understand who you are. And the more it goes back to the same thing, the X's and O's and stuff, yeah, they're very, very important. But it's still way more important to have people in it together, people in it that care about each other. And the more you can show those young men that you love them and that you'll do anything for them, you're going to hold them to a high standard, but that you'll do anything for them, the better opportunity you have to really have a tight-knit family-type group that's going to go be successful.
I'm going to ask you one a little bit out of left field here. This is a young man that you haven't coached, but you know a little bit, I'm sure. We lost him in the spring with a knee injury, and that's Justin Hughes. It seemed like the coaches just fell in love with him right away, and he was going to be a star. I don't know about a star, but a really good player on the defensive side. What was that like? That has to be so hard on so many levels when that happens.
Extremely hard, but I'm telling you, his resilience, his ability to stay engaged, his ability to continue to have a desire to help the guys that are getting opportunity
to play. And
you're
talking now, aren't you?
Right now I'm talking. I'm talking at Mississippi State, down there in the locker room before the game, making sure that those guys that were getting ready to go out and play were all in and were focused on the task at hand. He's done a phenomenal job. Doesn't matter when we're at home, he's at everything, meaning Friday night stuff, Saturday getting prepped for the game. He's all in. He's in there with it. And, you know, that's why it's intriguing to understand or see just what he'll be able to bring to the table when he can get back on the field, because he's a phenomenal leader right now as a guy not on the field.
You always enjoy that part of it. There is disappointment, hurt when you get hurt, but it's a lesson certainly that he's learned that you can still be useful and helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear he's doing
well,
that.
Well, yeah, yeah. And he's fun to be around. He's
personality.
You know, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. A lot of energy.
No doubt. We'll take a quick break here with Courtney Messingham. We're back with more in a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Kansas Corn reminds you that when you buy Kansas-made E15 fuels, you get more for your money. In fact, you get higher octane and lower emissions for a lower price than regular unleaded. It's a win for your car, your wallet, and our Kansas economy. More stations across Kansas are offering Kansas-made E15 fuel. Find out where at fueledbykansas.com. A message from the Kansas Corn Commission.
If you're heading for a K-State football game and your ride develops a growl that would make Willie envious, then you best call on the folks at Kansas Land Tire. Kansas Land Tire isn't just about tires, balancing, and alignment. They're all about everything mechanical and service for your outfit, including tune-ups, cooling systems, brakes, exhaust systems, and just good old-fashioned oil changes. So head for Kansas Land Tire, get your pre-winter checkup, and leave the growling to Willie. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Is technology slowing you down at work? Are you a one-person IT team who's supposed to be managing the company? Stop letting technology stunt your business growth and call Twin Valley today. We're here to help you set up your game-winning plan and coach you along the way. Inquire today about our connected office technology at twinvalley.net. That's twinvalley.net. Go Cats!
Take the field with a winning lineup. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment you need to have a championship season. For a limited time, get 0% financing on top-performing new Case IH equipment. Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/wildcats. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Welcome back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank. We're live at PowerCat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. We remind you, too, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Open lines at 1-866-577-8228. That's 1-866-577-8228. Wildcats getting set to take on TCU Saturday. Ball game begins at 1:30. We'll have it on the network starting at 11:30 a.m. with the pregame show. This a question, Courtney Messingham, from our live audience here. It says, and I'll just read it verbatim, Coach, as a leader and teacher, what do you feel is your largest responsibility and impact on a player? That's a pretty good question.
Very, very good question. And to be very frank, the very first meeting that we have with the offense talks about what our mission is as coaches. And the main mission that we feel like we have as coaches is to provide the tools for those players to prepare for success. And we talk about that, yeah, it's preparing them for third and one. It's preparing them for backed up and you're coming out. It's preparing them for the red zone. But really, more importantly, it's preparing them to be able to have a great education and take full advantage of it. It's preparing them to be ready to be a great husband, to be a great father. If it's just to be in a great relationship in general, and understand that if people really will want to follow you, it's about how you treat people. And we've got to do it the same way. You know, a long, long time ago when I was a player, I had a coach that I did not really feel like cared about me as an individual, but he was an extremely smart football coach. Didn't feel like I probably played as hard as I should have because I wasn't playing for him. I was playing in spite of him, per se. And as coaches, we need the guys to understand that we are all in this together. We all have this different role. I got a different role as a coach than you have as a player. But we can all feel like we're in the thing for the same reasons, to hold each other accountable and to hold each other to a high standard. But to also us as coaches, our job then is to help prepare them for success. And obviously it's success on the football field, but more importantly, it's success in life.
I enjoyed talking about stuff like this, and with what you just said, I'd ask you this. Was there one coach, whether you played with for him or you, he was your high school coach or somebody in your family that stands above all the rest in terms of taught you the most about what's important and about football?
It's funny because he's not a football coach, but I had a golf coach when I was growing up that we all knew that he was all in it for us.
Yeah.
He was actually a science teacher in junior high, but was an assistant pro at the golf course. And we knew all summer long, he was there spending extra time, getting paid very, very little to help us become better, not just players, but people. And he wasn't afraid to tell me, hey, you're not holding up to the standard. I've heard some things off there at the course that this is happening. And he wasn't afraid to say, that's not the right way to go about your business. And he made an impact on my life. But there's been a number of coaches over the years.
Yeah.
Obviously, one of my college coaches was Terry Allen, and he made a large impact on just how to treat people.
Sure.
And it still goes back to it's a people business. Because when you get out there and you're going to sell and go recruit, those recruits are going to come to campus, and they're going to get a true feel who you really are when they start asking our players, who are these guys? How do they handle themselves?
Earlier in the show, you referenced going to clinics and stuff. How often do you get to do that now? Is it still as much fun as it once was say 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's still fun because I'm passionate about the game of football.
Yep.
So it's still fun to go and talk and pick brains. Probably the difference now, 30 years later, compared to when I first got into it, now I've got much more the ability and resources for me to go talk with maybe somebody at another four-year college and sit down one-on-one and go right through that clinic-type setting. As an example, at North Dakota State, we would have four or five staffs come in and we would all clinic together. When I was at Iowa State, we would do the same thing. Now that we're at Kansas State, we'll find two or three places to go and sit in clinic and do that more on a one-on-one basis with other staffs. And that's how you got to keep learning. If you're not continuing to learn, the game's going to pass you by.
Yeah. That's true in about everything, don't you think? I really, truly mean that. I sincerely mean that. Before we go to our final break, I have to the Chiefs are playing right now. A lot of people in here are listening to us but watching that. Is it 10-6 Kansas City? How good is – you're an offensive guy. How good is Pat Mahomes?
I'm telling you, we talked about not turning it over and making big plays. I don't know how many turnovers he's had this year, but I know he's had a heck of a lot of big plays because he does it every single week. He makes phenomenal plays.
It's incredible. We'll take our final break and wrap it up next. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
No one has to explain stress to a farmer. That's like explaining a missed forecast to a weatherman. Now, Mother Nature stresses soybeans the way markets, bankers, and politics can stress you. But there's a proven way to reduce stress. With Preaxor fungicide, you'll see the difference. It decreases stress from disease, drought, hail, and heat, so your beans can focus on what matters most, better yields. Talk to your local rep about Preaxor fungicide and BASF Plant Health. Always read and follow label directions.
K-State football is back, and PowerCat Sports Grill is the place to meet your family and friends to watch the Wildcats play. Located on the west side of Manhattan, PowerCat Sports Grill offers a selection of wings, burgers, salads, and pizzas, plus a full bar with over 20 beers on tap, all served up in the best atmosphere in town, filled with other K-State fans. And did I mention a 90-inch TV? PowerCat Sports Grill is the official watch party headquarters for the K-State Wildcats. PowerCat Sports Grill, where fans, friends, and families watch every game.
If you're heading for a K-State football game and your ride develops a growl that would make Willie envious, then you best call on the folks at Kansas Land Tire. Kansas Land Tire isn't just about tires balancing and alignment. They're all about everything mechanical and service for your outfit, including tune-ups, cooling systems, brakes, exhaust systems, and just good old-fashioned oil changes. So head for Kansas Land Tire, get your pre-winter checkup, and leave the growling to Willie. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you. Being an MVP is about being the total package, both on and off the field. Kubota's MVP, the standard L-Series tractor. A full line of hard-working compact tractors packed with quality, performance, and rugged reliability. And all are available with performance-matched Land Pride implements to tackle any job. They're not just the best players, they're the most value-packed. Check out the Kubota and Land Pride winning lineup. Visit kstatekubotadealers.com for a participating dealer.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank. We're live at PowerCat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where fans, friends, and families watch every game. Courtney Messingham filling in for Coach Kleiman tonight, and we so, so appreciate that. What do you know about Harley Day? Has anybody informed you about Harley Day?
I know very little about it.
Very little?
Please let me know. Tell me.
It's like the coolest 90 seconds ever. You have to have a Harley. There's 100 riders. Are you riding, Charlotte? She's riding.
I love it.
Yeah, it's. This was the brainchild of a couple of guys years
that
ago.
That is awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I'm not a rider. Are you?
No, not since about 15. I think that's probably about the last time I rode a motorcycle.
Yeah. This is going to be a tough game Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, it
physicality,
is.
Yeah. Both coaches talked about it all week.
It will be, always will be, because of the style of football that we want to play and because of the style of football that TCU wants to play.
Yeah.
Everybody will basically be lining up across from each other saying, okay, it's me and you. Let's go get this thing done.
Yeah, really, really big game. Everybody, give this gentleman a nice round of applause in our
Thank
live
you
audience
very, very
here
much.
For filling in tonight. Thank you, my man. We'll see
I
you tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
You
Thank
bet.
You very much.
Courtney Messingham, who does such a fine job as our offensive coordinator. He coaches the tight ends and fullbacks, and we appreciate his hour out helping us tonight as Coach Kleiman enjoys his daughter's senior night at Manhattan High Volleyball. That is going to wrap it up for us. A quick thanks to Zach LeCure back at our studios in Jeff City, to Jesse Piper, to Bo Harris, to Denver Morris, and our entire crew. Again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday. Good night. Go Cats. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network, live from Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, this has been the Chris Kleiman Show, presented by Intrust Bank, proud supporter of K-State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.